USA, the greatest entertainers in America, as requested by you, the men and women in the United States Armed Forces throughout the world. Command Performance, presented this week and every week, till you're home from the hospitals and back from over there. Hiya, gang. This is Marvin Miller bringing on another Command Performance. 30 minutes of the top talent and tunes ordered in your letters to Old Command, care of Armed Forces Radio, Los Angeles, USA. Yes, sir, we're really going to have a ball tonight. And here to start the ball rolling is that glorious gem, the gal you've asked for, pleaded for, shouted for. So here's the answer for you, Raven, that gorgeous Gloria DeHaven.
Thanks, Marvin, and hi, gang. Well, we have a great big stack of mail to answer tonight, and a good portion of it calls for a return visit from a young man who's not only the youngest musical director in pictures today, but he's also mighty good at pounding a piano. Guys and gals, meet Andre Previn.
Hi, gang. But, Gloria, really, that was a pretty flowery introduction you gave me. It's a little embarrassing.
Oh, but every word of it was true, Andre. You are a genius. You're an artist of the keyboard.
Well, confidentially, Gloria, what I'm proudest of is being an artist with paint and brush.
Why, Andre, I didn't know.
Why, yes, I signed my canvases with the name Tiberius Trocius.
Tiberius Trocius?
Yes, and the critics are becoming familiar with my work.
Oh?
Why, when I have a painting on display, people just take one look and say,
Goodness, that's atrocious.
Oh, fine. Andre, you better take a walk over to the piano. Andre, let's hear your beautiful arrangement of I Surrender, Dear. And while you're playing it, I'll be all ears.
All ears? Not quite. Andre?
Sensational, Andre. With a little practice, I'll bet you could do that for a living.
And now, Gloria, here comes a super special visitor. He's a top favorite with the boys and girls. These days, he wears the silks of Universal International. But not too long ago, he wore the khaki of Uncle Sam. It's that electric personality, charged with energy, the human spark plug, Donald O'Connor.
Well, thank you and good evening, everyone.
I got more to say.
Well, I'm certainly glad to be doing another command performance. The last time I did one, people started rolling in the aisles. So I would appreciate no crab games, games during my performance. You know, during the last show, Bob Hope sent me a telegram. He said, "Don't hold your script so close to the footlights. They're so hot they'll pop your corn." But after the show, the commandant, Colonel Carney, congratulated me. He said, "Donald, you're wonderful. You made me laugh so hard, I almost let go of my nose."
Donald, I hear you finished two new movies since that time.
Yeah, that's right, Gloria. The first one was called Are You With It? Are You With It? We previewed it in Pomona, and the audience wasn't. But when my picture started, I had the people glued to their seats.
With emotion?
No, scotch tape. But gosh, it was thrilling.
Say, seriously, did you hear any comments on your acting?
Well, one of the ushers said I underplay too much, that I'm too subtle. Subtle, pardon.
You should put more fire into your acting?
Well, not exactly. He said I should put more of my pictures into the fire. The next day, we started work on the second picture, The Wonderful Race at Rimrock. Now, that's not exactly an A picture, and, well, it's not exactly an A picture, a B picture, that is, but with it, we give free stomach pumps for the ladies.
And that second picture is all finished? Gosh, Donald, you're a fast worker.
Yes, sir. This afternoon, that picture was finished, wrapped up, and in the can.
This afternoon? Goodness, you're too late.
What do you mean?
You're supposed to have those cans out at the curb by 9 a.m.
Bless your little department of sanitation. Gloria, would you like to attend our dinner at the studio tonight?
Oh, of course, Donald. I'll be as spry as a bedbug, hungry as a termite, and nimble as a flea.
Well, come early, Gloria. We're having DDT. You know, I think they're having this dinner to tell me that they want me to make mystery pictures. You know, I don't mind because they're easier to make. And they keep the audience on needles and pins.
Well, mysteries confuse the people.
Yeah, but they get the point in the end. Or maybe I'll go back to radio.
Radio? Say, do you know any jokes, Don?
Oh, I've got a million of them. Irish jokes, mother-in-law jokes.
You know anything about bugs or fleas?
Oh, I've got a million of them. But maybe I could be a motion picture reviewer like Jimmy Fiddler. News about pictures. I saw the famous movie, I Walk Alone. I give this picture... Two cakes of life, boy. I became a celebrity that night. You know, George Washington crossed the Potomac and got his face on a dollar bill. I crossed Hollywood Boulevard and got my face under a Pontiac. Bad joke. And now to answer the mail. Open letters to Corporal Egghead Smith. You ask, is Ava Gardner's talent improving? It certainly is. She picks a better husband every year. Flash, my guest star, Mickey Rooney, will not be here tonight. He's having trouble with the upstairs maid.
What's the trouble?
She won't come downstairs. Open letter to Sergeant Schmo. You're right, Sergeant. The intense rivalry among our cities might be a good subject for a picture. In America, our communities are always trying to outstrip each other. But there is already a picture featuring the town that outstripped them all. And the title of this picture is... Naked City. Tonight, Command Performance will present its own version of Naked City, uncensored. You know, in Boston, they had to show that picture with shorts.
For all the fellas at the Veterans Administration Hospital back in Butler, Pennsylvania, I'd like to dig right into a copy of Don't Blame Me.
Let's get on with our drama. Mr. Miller, will you please set the scene for Naked City?
Right.
Thank you.
Here we go to New York, approaching the magic skyline of the city, peering down into the lives of 8 million people, each person with a story all his own.
Sorry, dear, I was detained at the office.
There's a guy with a different story every night. Now the sun is right. Setting the sky aflame. Somehow the spirit of love pervades this warm spring morning. Romance is everywhere. Look on that bush in Central Park. A little boy bird is telling a little girl bird how he loves her.
I love you!
He's acting. Yes, love has come to our city. For instance, let us go to a building just off the East River and look in on a honeymoon apartment.
Fresh.
Oop, wrong apartment. Let's try this one. It's the home of two lovebirds, young Detective O'Connor and his charming wife, Gwendolyn, who says...
Oh, Donald, you're a wonderful detective.
That's true. You know, I'm the man who sent Lucky Myers to the hot seat. And I sent Lucky Finnegan to the hot seat. And Lucky Luigi and Lucky Smith.
You mean...
Yes. I've been burning Luckies now for 25 years.
luckies for 925 years.
There's just...
I'd have burned it, no good.
There's just one thing, Donald. In all the time we've been married, you've never even kissed me. Every time you take me in your arms, the telephone rings and you're called off on another case.
I'll fix that right now. I'll rip out the phone by the roots. By the roots. There. Now, Gwendolyn, come into my eager arms. Noisy roots.
Hello? This is Sam Spade, the detective.
No, wrong. Hello, Detective O'Connor speaking.
And this is Chief Gil Hooley. Hurry over to Gloria De Peister's apartment. I just found a beautiful, seductive blonde floating in the bathtub.
Well, what do you want from me?
A towel. She's soaking wet.
So long, Gwendolyn. I'm off on a case.
McDonald!
Oops. Hi, Chief. Where's the body?
In the next room.
She's a blonde. 5'2". Eyes are blue. 36 hips, 36 chest, 36 teeth. And she used to be a model.
How do you know all that?
I peeked on the next page. Okay, Chief Gilhooly, wash the blood off that knife. Wipe those fingerprints off the wall and empty that bottle of poison down the sink. And then we'll get to work.
What'll we do?
What'll we do? We'll hunt for clues.
Hello, you great, big, manly detectives. Anything I can do for you?
Sudan? So this is the body. I better inspect it carefully.
O'Connor, that's not the body.
Chief, you inspect your evidence and I'll stick to mine. Now, let's look for fingerprints.
Okay. Fingerprints here.
Fingerprints here.
Fingerprints here.
Fingerprints here.
That's funny. No fingerprints here.
Wonder why.
No wonder, boys. You're looking down my mouth.
Gloria, you shut up and get back in that bathtub. You're dead.
No, I'm not.
I'm glad you said that. We would have left right out in the middle with the...
I come in again.
Go ahead, come in again.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
I wouldn't...
Oh.
No, I'm not. I wouldn't be found dead in a bathtub.
Oh, no? Then what were you doing in the bathtub?
Well, to tell the truth, I was mowing the lawn.
What, in the bathtub?
Sure, that way you don't get grass all over the yard.
Well, I'm glad you've got a logical explanation.
Well, O'Connor, you haven't got a joke either.
You're ad-libbing.
I'm sorry, you're the comic.
There's only one comic on this show.
Wait a minute.
Don't say a word. Don't say a word. Don't speak. Don't say a word. Don't. Wait. Go ahead. I found my place.
Well, O'Connor, guess this was just a false alarm.
Yeah, I'm going to go home and make love to my wife.
Donald, at last you're home.
Yes, and I'm going to make love to you till the cows come home. Till the cows come home. Come here, Gwen.
Moo. O'Connor, rush out to Gloria De Peister's country estate. This time she's been beaten, shot, and strangled. There's a bottle of poison in her mouth and a rope tied around her neck.
What do you think?
I suspect foul play.
I'll be right out. Gwendolyn, I gotta go.
Oh, darling.
but I'll see your eyes. I'll look at the harbor lights, but I'll see your eyes. I'll see your eyes. Why, you dirty dog.
You slapped me. What was that for?
For spying on me all the time.
Well, I'm off to the scene of the murder. Oops. There I am, Chief Gilhooly.
O'Connor, I found a suspect. Gloria's boyfriend, Killer Miller.
Uh-huh, Miller. Where were you at the time Gloria was shot?
In the steam room of the YWCA.
Oh, yeah?
Well, how could you get into the steam room of the YWCA?
Errol Flynn lent me his pass.
You're in the clear. Now we'll, Now, will you take your smoking gun and get out of here? We're trying to solve a murder.
Well, if you wait till I wash the blood off my hands, maybe I can help you solve this murder.
Oh, get out of here. Every Tom and Harry wants to be a dick.
Well, O'Connor, you leave this mug to me. I'll get the truth out of him.
Okay, Gilhooly. I'll run home and make love to your, I mean my wife. Guy Lumbago.
You're home, Donald. Darling, hold me close.
Sweetheart.
Precious, hold me close. Oh, this case has been running you ragged, Donald. You haven't changed your clothes for 3 days.
The lights are out. How can you tell I haven't had my clothes off for 3 days?
Never mind, but don't hold me so close.
Gwendolyn, I shall hold you close. And for the first time in our married life, I shall now make love to you. Well, my name isn't Donald O'Connor. Ralph Smithers speaking. Okay, Chief, I'll be right over. Couldn't miss it every time. Chief Gilhooly, what's new?
O'Connor, I have deduced that the fatal shot was fired from 45 feet away.
Uh-huh. Killer Joe Miller, where were you when the shot was fired?
In the bathroom.
Mm-hmm. How far is that from here?
45 feet.
This case gets more baffling every minute. Miller, I can't spend the rest of my life on this case. I should be home making love to my wife.
Me too. Look, couldn't you confess to something?
You know, I didn't understand that joke. When
Look, couldn't you confess to something simple, Miller, like stealing the city's flowers so we could at least give you 90 days?
Well, okay. I admit I picked city gardenias. So
not so fast. I got to write this down.
Okay, okay. I admit.
Is that spelled A-D-M-E-T?
M-I-T.
Oh.
Did I pick?
P-I-C-C.
No, with a K as in kill.
Oh.
City Gardenias.
Gardenia, C-A-R-D.
No, with G as in Gloria.
Oh.
Pick them to sell.
C-E-L-L.
No, S as in sign.
Oh.
And I collected money.
K-O-L.
No, C as in chief.
Oh.
I also stole flower pots.
B-O-T-S. B-O-T-S.
No. With a P as in police.
Oh, yes.
You got that?
Yes, I got it. And how I've got it. Gilhooly, you dirty rat, take that.
Oh, Connor, you shot me. Didn't you just get a written confession?
Yeah, I sure did, and it says, I admit I killed Gloria. Signed, the chief of police. At last, I can go home and make love to my wife.
And that's the story of one life in our naked city. Now dusk is falling. Bright lights go on along Broadway. Many colored lights twinkle in the harbor. A fog is rolling in.
colored lights and fog are beautiful. Yet there's heartbreak in this scene. For down in his waterfront apartment, a lonely young man cries bitterly.
Gwendolyn!
Gwendolyn, you're gone. I finally got a chance to hold you close and you left. Why? Why, Gwendolyn? Why? Why? Why?
And out of the night, the answer returns.
Wonderful dramaticing, Donald and gang. That's the kind of acting to make a Hallicrafter happy. But now for a serious note. We have a wonderful letter here from storekeeper third class Manuel Marinda, who wrote to us from Alaska. The title, of course, is What the Constitution of the United States Means to Me. Marvin Miller, would you read Manuel's letter?
Gladly. The Constitution of the United States is the supreme law of the land. Every law-abiding citizen must know his rights and privileges as well as his obligations, and must believe in whatever is embodied in it. As a citizen of the United States, this is what the Constitution means to me. I'll obey and respect and love it as I love the United States, which is the home of my people and the source of my well-being. I must not only think of my rights and privileges for my own safety and protection as provided in the Constitution, but I must also know what my duties and obligations are as well. I'll always be a good citizen and will always be loyal to my country as well as to my people. I will be honest, self-supporting, and serviceable in time of peace and adversity. It's my duty to bear my share of the sacrifice, the burden, and the responsibility. I'll work and save to make my country prosperous and strong so that I will be an asset to the community. I will obey the rules and help government officials enforce the law. I'll pay my taxes willingly and promptly. The Constitution has established a government of the people, by the people, for the people, and granted equality among the rich and the poor. It has also given me the opportunity to acquire the highest learning I could attain, has given me the freedom of the press and speech to voice my opinions, and has granted me the opportunity to worship in whatever denomination I would choose. The Constitution is the government itself and is the salvation of our every need. Thank God for allowing us to live under its guiding light.
Thank you, Marvin. And that rings down the curtain on another command performance. Gang, we want to thank you for listening and for writing.
Yes, Gloria, we're always proud to be invited over to Old Command. And I hope we're all invited back again real soon.
Right. So long, Donald.
So
good
long,
night,
gang.
Everybody.
Was arranged with the aid of the Hollywood Coordinating Committee. This is the United States Armed Forces Radio Service, the voice of information and education.